BIPF Bizarre Interest Productions, and it's time to talk about how annoying fraud discourse is and can be with the subject of today's video, Burn Fujiwara, or if you've been watching the English dub and localization, Blaze Fujiwara. And while I think the change wasn't needed, Blaze is a more realistic name for people, and someone at the top probably requested the change. But we're not here to talk about localization, we're here to talk about one of the internet's favorite buzzwords, Fraud Watch. Joy. Which, hey, I said I was gonna do this video eventually, but now with every episode and battle that I could talk about being properly subtitled, it's the perfect opportunity to talk about if said words is valid, given that fraud discourse basically comes from unfairly taking character points and story elements, and then just reducing a character to low-level intellectual discourse, but how they suck and lose or claim their wins were illegitimate. I've talked about, well, Masamune not being a fraud numerous times. To reiterate, he lost against Jinga using a new Beyblade, but that was the Galaxy Pegasus that was a strong, unskilled prototype to Storm Pegasus' base form, and he just came off interrupting Tsubasa in used battle, with him proving himself superior to the latter especially, figured out Galaxy Pegasus' weakness at the time, then proceeded to earn his way to earn his place at the second member of the team. He lost to Chaoshin, but almost won and trained to beat him in a rematch. He beat Lavushka's team culture no issue. He lost to Julian with Wells and Sophie, but was able to break through Grand Decalion, something they felt was near impossible. He lost to Naba, underestimating him, but figured out his weakness in a rematch with Attack Team and made up for his mistakes. Then, while he lost to Klaus, he was fighting someone who passed through human limitations to have enough strength for a special move. When without that, Masamune would have won. Also, if you ignore Tsubasa and you, when Jinga had to beat the other two, someone clearly had to take a loss. Selene was basically a scammer taking advantage of him being naive, and Masamune stopped attacking Vixis during the tournament the moment he heard that if Zio lost, Toby would die. And in Season 3, he only lost a Legendary Blader, so no, I'm not gonna hate since he brought King in and helped Chris and the others fight Rago. But we're talking about Burn for this video, so where do these accusations come from? Well, to make a long story short, people think Burn is a fraud because he's lost every fight in Season 2 he's been in. Okay, technically that's not true. When he fought King, it was a no contest in Episode 53, thanks to Tenka, and he did defeat Takumi in Episode 55, but that's to be expected. The real source of this criticism comes from Tenka, Karuda, Chrome Ryugu, and Shiedu. So let's look at all four of these examples and see if Burn Fujiwara truly is a fraud. If you made it this far into the video, Type Phoenix has landed, and let's get started. So, let's talk about the first situation, aka the triple battle in episode 59. Episode 8 of season 2, where he fights King and Tenka. Guys, can we agree this is just a really, really dumb argument considering what happened during the battle? Both his Phoenix Rudder and Tenka Samurai Saber are able to endure an attack from Leon Crest, and he immediately uses the momentum from that to use his own extreme dash, Burning Ignition. The reason he lost to Tenka is pretty obvious. Guys, if you're locked against another person in a sword fight where neither one of you are able to get any momentum or push over the other, and suddenly a third person with impeccable speed comes from behind and slashes both of you, while you two are obviously distracted fighting each other, of course you're both going to lose. The Extreme Dash Clash weakened both of them, and her Beyblade transforms from the Extreme Line to release more blades. And combined with his blade locked in place, the only way he could have avoided that is if he had intentionally aimed Rudder to slip off Leon Crest's trajectory and use momentum to ride the Extreme Line to counter Samurai Saber. They both had tunnel vision, but it's weird no one's giving King his claim, who doesn't deserve it either way, but are doing it to Burn. Now, let's move on to might be the most controversial battle in this video, Burn versus Karuda. Hard take, but I came into this episode knowing the very possibility Burn was outmatched, and honestly, it makes sense if you actually waited for the subs to see what was actually said, but even when it comes down to their Beyblades, this fight was obvious. Phoenix Rudder's advantage was that Wing was meant to overwhelm the opponent, while Rudder outlasts opponents. After all, an immortal bird can fly endlessly, and Phoenix Rudder has a bit made of low friction material, making it efficient with stamina, with the reverse trapezoid blade allowing it to weaken the opponents. The problem is Crimson Garuda's got a two-set advantage. She already has the opportunity to use two extreme dashes since she usually starts in high mode to strike the opponent from above, and even if someone manages to survive that, she can use momentum for their attacks to push Garuda's trans point to make it shift on the extreme line to go from high mode to low mode. So its attacks are stronger, but it can reach low enough to strike the ratchet, which we will talk about not too long later. There's also the fact that Karuta, Tenka, and Burn himself admitted she's way above that in strength. In fact, this episode makes Burn look better because despite being aware that he'd lose, he still requests that Karuta not throw the match and fight him with all that she has, because he genuinely wants to face her at his full strength. Even if he knows the outcome, that doesn't change the fact that we don't know what will happen until we actually see it for ourselves. Even if we knew the outcome, that doesn't change how we get to the outcome, or in that case, how the writers get to the outcome. But during the fight, Burn initially takes advantage of Rudder's shape because Karuta was going too low, would be nullified normally, and intentionally forces her to activate the low tip, then takes what he learned from King, intentional or not, to block any attempts at an extreme dash. But the problem is she forced Rudder to end up activating his extreme dash while it was still wobbling, so it couldn't properly prepare its stance and expose its ratchet. And because Crimson Garuda has a lowered stance, the wobbling prevented Phoenix Rudder from using its blade to attack. Again, he only lost because Karuta intentionally figured out his weakness and aimed to beat it through a gamble that had a 50-50 chance of winning in this regard, and she took it. Okay, but the whole argument that he lost because Phoenix Rudder sucks in real life. Look, I agree the anime should reflect the toy line as best as they can, but outside of when some characters have to lose to establish characters' threat level, the object of the anime is to present both blades with a positive light, but the verdict ultimately decides on how the writers take advantage of their gimmicks to draft who becomes the winner. It ultimately doesn't matter if you bring up who's better in real-life competitiveness, because it's scripted results.
Oh, if, well, he used Phoenix Wing instead, he'd be fine.
Against most people? Sure. Against Chrome suffering from mental health issues and being manipulated to joining an underground to battle in unlegalized and risky environments, using a bait that B4 would find too dangerous using Impact Drake unless they had collusion going on preventing it from being illegalized? Haha, this is not going to be an easy fight for anyone. Now, not only did Chrome change Impact Drake to its stamina custom, whose super bounce function from the rubber absorbing everything from Phoenix's wings, speed, and power, Chrome can channel that power into a counterattack nullifying both of those, which leads into his next match against Shiedo Kaminari in episode 89, and man am I doing great with these segues.
Like, in said episode, aka the clips you guys saw on YouTube, yes, Burn challenged Common Z with Phoenix Wing, Common Z counterattacked Burning Maneuver with Reject Barrier, but failed doing a Draconic Break against Burn. So yes, Burn lost, and then Burn challenged him to use Stamina Custom and Defense Custom, and Burn beat him each and every time afterwards. Almost like after he lost to a similar Stamina Custom, Burn decided to fight Shiedu to see how far he needed to go to fight Chrome, and just wants to support him because who thought the guy who constantly talks about wanting to obey time shift and progression of the sport would be okay with taking a loss fair and square if it was between bladers going or improving, or skilled regardless of the outcome. And look, it's okay to lose, but it's also great to use it as a learning opportunity for yourself to see what went wrong and how can we improve. I'm genuinely saying this from the bottom of my heart. Sometimes it feels like we lose every day, that despite everything we endure, that things won't ever get better. But even in those losses, most of you listening are able to at least have a home, sleep, and rise back up. We take the losses with the wins and continue to grow as long as we breathe life. And ain't that the point? You aren't a fraud for losing and failing. You're only a fraud if you never do anything or don't try. After all, what is noblesse oblige? The responsibility of privileged people to act with generosity and nobility towards those less privileged. So I'll ask you, are we these so-called frauds by societies for the crimes of flying headfirst into the field of darkness and accepting the pain and spiral the flames in our heart offer to regain our pride? Are we frauds for burning away the stench of our failures and being ready to strike in order to fan the torch to pass it down to the next generation and shattering the howling screams of doubts? Are we frauds for being placed in unwinnable odds but are able to learn and adapt to steal from the jaws of defeat? Are we frauds for lacking the proper guidance to blaze a trail with the potential built inside us? Are we frauds for seeking power and glory but are just misguided in our forms of retribution and how we view our opposition? Are we frauds for losing our flame only to regain prominence and our strength to soar again in disguise as great as the Aurora Borealis? Are we frauds for having feelings fanning the flames to shift our passion towards someone who actually believed in us? Are we frauds for transforming the embers of embarrassment into fuel to ignite light for those entering the tunnels of darkness? If the world wants society to believe those claims, then we must show them that we,
are the exceptions.